These are the Barah Ministry announcements for March 29th, 2020. Continue the prayers, please, for Pastor John Farley. What a difference a week makes. So last Monday, he was complaining that he couldn't move his feet at all. He was in bed on his back after this huge major surgery. And, of course, I was telling him that, you know, that's exactly what should be going on, that your body needs to recover, but the body is miraculous in how fast that it actually heals. And now, I think it was Friday, they transferred him to rehab. So he is standing up on his own, walking on his own. Yeah, I felt the same way. And, you know, he has somebody around to make sure he doesn't fall, but he's made a nice recovery. He's back to his good old pissy self. He's yeah, he most definitely is probably going to lose more weight than me, but he, you know, he's fired up. You can just hear the fieriness in his voice. And so it's just really good to see him go from weary and down and gloomy to really fiery. And so continue the prayers because they're working. And he appreciates that. I appreciate it. And he is a valuable member of the royal family of God. And we know that there are only two words that God's got for him, and that's full recovery. The next Lord's Supper celebration will be Resurrection Day, April 12th. So that's coming up. Resurrection Sunday brunch on April 12th is canceled because we don't want y'all loitering around, because you know what you do when you start loitering around. The next elders meeting is April 18th from 12 to 1:30. The Barah Ministries homecoming, which was scheduled for April 24th, 25th, 26th, is postponed. Larry, I'd like you to still list that on the calendar and then list it as postponed, just so that people know, because it on the calendar. Yeah, I saw that. But could you do that on the calendar part as well? Because you never know where people are looking. The visit to the vets is canceled on April 26th because for obvious reasons. The 10th Annual Coeur d'Alene Conference, which is scheduled for August 7th and 8th, will make that decision on June 30th. And there's an app for that. This is the perfect time to be telling people about the Barah Ministries app, because a lot of people aren't getting to go to church, and church online is something that people really need, especially because they're in tight quarters with their family. And I've seen things on the internet with children duct taped to the wall while the father is watching sports, which is something I used to do all the time, so I don't really know what's unusual about it, but anyway, there's an app for that. Let people know about the app. We'll have the prayer circle right after the lesson. For those of you in the non-resident congregation, if you need the go-to-meeting link, Deacon Larry Collins typically sends that out. If you didn't get it, please join. And the join, you know, we say it's going to be at 10:30, but realistically, it's about 5 minutes after the lesson ends. So that's just something you know. And I think we went till 11 last time, and there were some people who were there at 10:30 for that. So you just need to know that it may go a little bit longer. So those are the Barah Ministry announcements for March 29th in the year of our Lord 2020.